Welcome to episode 7 of the NVXS podcast. I'm Jamie Tay.
And I'm Mick Curran.
And Mick gets to do pretty much the entire first part of the podcast.
Thank you very much. So as some of you may know, NVDA 2013.3 RC1 has just come out. So that means that perhaps in a week or so, we may be seeing the official release.
We have to release RC2 today.
Yes.
You know, this is actually kind of amusing because we're doing the same joke that we already did about 10 seconds ago until I restarted recording the podcast because Mick was distorted.
Great.
It's not as funny the second time.
In about a week or so, you may see the official release, but you'll probably see an RC2 too. But anyway, we're on the way for an official release very soon into your hands. And there are lots of new features and bug fixes in 2013.3, which is good to see. So I'm going to go through quite a few of them here, but as always, please go and read the what's new, because I certainly won't be covering everything here, but just the major highlights, really.
Otherwise, we'll be here all day.
Yep. Well, not really, actually. It's a shorter release than the... All right. So, Microsoft Word. We've done quite a few little things here and there with Microsoft Word. The first big thing is form fields. So there are obviously many documents around with form fields that the government or whatever may ask you to fill in. Now NVDA can read these quite extensively, so it can certainly tell you, you know, where there's an edit field, a combo box, checkboxes, things like that. And as you arrow around, you know, you can see the labels, you can arrow into the edit fields or tab or whatever and type. I think just the same as probably with any other screen readers, there are always still going to be some issues in regards to some read-only documents when you're arrowing through. You may not be able to arrow everywhere in the document, but this should make it at least a lot easier now. You know, before with NVDA, you couldn't tell there were form fields at all. You didn't know where to type, but now at least you'll be able to move around, press tab, and fill in the forms, which is good. The next one is track changes in Microsoft Word. So Microsoft Word has had a feature where multiple people can work on a document and it can sort of show where someone has inserted something or someone has changed something, deleted something, that kind of thing. Now, in 2013.3 of NVDA, if you turn on reporting of editor revisions in document settings in NVDA. Document formatting settings. NVDA will now alert you to the fact where there is an inserted piece of text or a deleted piece of text. So, for instance, if I'm arrowing through a Microsoft Word document, it might say, you know, inserted, blah, blah, blah. Now, so it just says inserted or deleted, but if you then arrow with the... arrow by character, so with the left and right arrows, when you enter that part of the document in the inserted, it will actually also tell you who did it and the date as well, which is useful. We did also fix a little bug with Microsoft Word reading labels of graphics if there were characters that were like non-ASCII characters, so that includes probably characters from just about any other language. They were stopping alt text from reading, but we've fixed that up, so now you'll see a lot more labeled graphics reading.
Oh, was it any non-ASCIIs?
Well, yes, I believe so. Yes, it was actually almost.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's...
You didn't realize it was that bad.
It could be. Maybe I'm talking about the wrong thing. But that's okay.
Because we really know what we're talking about.
Of course
here.
We do. And also the other big one. In Microsoft Word 2010, they have this thing called protected mode that seems to enable itself whenever you open a document that's been downloaded straight from the internet, or maybe you open it straight from Outlook or something like that. It opens in protected mode, which is sort of a read-only version, but it's also really, really, really secure, apparently, which is a bit of a problem for some screen readers. So we've had to do a bit of work with NVDA, and I'm happy to say that now we can read documents in protected mode in 2010. But it is worth mentioning, though, that for really good access to protected mode documents, you do want to use an installed copy of NVDA on Windows 7 and above. This doesn't matter for XP.
I see. Is it actually called Protected View? Because
yeah, you're probably right. I get
confused
right.
by all this because there's another thing they call protected, which is when it's password protected.
That's true. Yeah, confusing. It probably is called protected view. Oddly enough, though, you can't actually. It's not like in the view menu or in the view tab or whatever. Because you can also enable protected view when you open a document as well. But it's good that we now do support this because a lot of the time documents do accidentally, not accidentally, but, you know, open in this view and it is very annoying.
Particularly attachments and emails.
Apparently. Absolutely, yeah. So that's good. We did a little bit of work on Microsoft Excel, including now you can read, at least from Excel 2003 to 2010, you can now read drop-down lists in Microsoft Excel. So, for instance, if you've been typing, so there's two different ways this can be done. If you've been typing some values in cells going down, and then you go to type a new value, but you want to sort of auto-complete it with something that was in the above cells, you can press Alt down arrow, and it'll now it'll dump you in a list of possible values. So obviously before now, NVDA wouldn't detect that at all. Now it tells you're in list and reads the values that you're highlighting. But this can also be done if someone has put validation on a particular cell and said, you know, the value must be within this list of values. It's also possible to press Alt down arrow and access that list. Also, if validation is on the cell and therefore the list is available, NVDA will now tell you that you can press Alt down arrow by saying has drop down. Which lets you know, and I believe for sighted people, there's a little drop-down arrow or something on the side telling you that you can do that. So NVDA sort of, I guess, gives you the same equivalent feedback. Experience.
Yeah.
When a cell has been turned into a link in Microsoft Excel, NVDA now says link instead of nothing or cell. So that's good. The existence of comments is now announced in Excel, but to actually read the comment, you do have to press Shift F2, which is a standard Excel command, but you may need to Alt Tab away and Alt Tab back. There's a sort of a look, the way it's been implemented in Excel isn't very good, and we haven't properly supported it in an NVDA yet either. So that's not too good, but at least for now, at least with 2013.3, you can tell that the comments are there and that you might want to do some deeper investigation to find out what they say.
We are working on this, by the way.
We are, yes. And merged cells. Previously, NVDA couldn't tell the difference between merged cells and multiple selected cells. As in, you know, maybe you'd press shift right arrow twice and it said, you know, select A1 through D3 or whatever. Now merged cells are announced quite a bit different in that it doesn't try speaking the name of the last cell and things like that. It's just a nicer experience. You can actually tell that they're properly merged and certainly doesn't say selected anymore, which is good. And finally, in Excel, pressing Control A will announce the selected range that has been selected. Previously, it said nothing, I think. Now, we added a new setting called Skim Reading in Say All. And this is a... It's not turned on by default, but if you do turn it on in the...
I can't remember what setting it is. I think it's in... No,
it must be in document formatting or... No.
Nope.
No, that's fine. I'm sure it's somewhere. but it's definitely in one of the settings. Dialogues. And I can't actually check because I need to use two hands.
Hang on, let me have a look.
Maybe James
is better at microphone down
doing and... the one... thing, but while he's looking for that, I'll explain what it does. If you turn it on, as you do a say all in a browse mode document, maybe it's in browse mode.
No.
As you turn it on, and then you're doing a say all, say, in a browse mode document, and then you press quick navigation key, so say H for heading or something, the say all will continue but jump directly to that next part where it
keyboard settings.
Keyboard settings. Good. So look for it in keyboard settings called skim reading. So I'll give you an example. So you've just opened a browse mode document and it's doing a say all. And if you suddenly press H, it'll just start reading from the next heading without stopping say all. So you don't have to start it again. Now this works for quick nav things. So, you know, your H for heading, F for form field, that kind of thing. but also works for your arrow keys and control down arrow things
like that. It can be a bit weird with up arrow, simply because sometimes the speech is further ahead than you think it is.
That's right. So if you don't do it fast enough with up arrow, sometimes you can get into a bit of a loop. But certainly, you know, for skimming down a document, it is rather useful. So we've added an input gestures dialogue, and I'm going to hand over to Jamie for this one.
Oh, whoopee. I get to talk. Yeah. So the input gestures dialogue, we've had several requests to allow easy customization of, like, the keyboard command for something. So let's just say you wanted to change the NVDA F12 command, which reads the time. You wanted to change that to, I don't know, NVDA Shift T. I don't know why you'd want to do that, but you could. And it was previously possible to do this using a file, but that process is obviously rather complicated, and we decided that it would be a lot better if we could simplify that. So now you can, if you go into input gestures under the preferences menu, NVDA preferences submenu, you can see all of the possible commands in different categories, and you can change the remove gestures that are already bound to them, or add them as well. And that applies to both all types of gestures supported by NVDA. So the keyboard, braille displays, and even touchscreens. Well, I haven't actually tested that. I haven't tested touchscreens.
That's okay.
But it'll work. Positive thinking.
Yes. Now the
that includes gestures from add-ons as well.
Good. Now don't go away, Jamie, because the next item is configuration profiles.
Yes. Subject to much controversy towards the end, but we now have configuration profiles, so you can basically create profiles for different groups of settings. So let's just say you want punctuation to be different in one application, or you might want to. I have a demo profile where I actually change the synthesizer and the audio output for when I'm doing demos and presentations to people. So you can have them either automatically activated or manually activated. It's all documented in the user guide. It's sort of, I don't want to go into a huge amount of depth here, but it's something that's been commonly requested, and it's a very flexible system. It's just any settings that you change while the profile is being edited then apply. So you can use it to change the voice, you can use it to change the synthesizer, you can use it to change just about anything. But please do go read the user guide if you want to deal with advanced usage of that. But hopefully that will be very useful for people. It took a while for us to get the user interface to something that users were happy with. We hope we've come up with something that is a nice balance between user-friendliness and, power and flexibility.
So as much as it is very advanced, for a certain group of people, in very short words, yes, we do have application-specific settings.
Yes.
As in, that's the way that some people have been asking for it.
Is that like the holy grail of...
Yeah.
their video features or something, yes, for some users?
I think so.
Yeah.
So that's there now. Okay, we've done two little changes.
Oh, you can also customize settings for say all. Forgot to mention.
That's
that.
True, yes, there's a say all. You can make a say all profile too. Which means, I guess, the equivalent of some people's, switch to Sappy 5 when reading say all or whatever, you can do that. Okay, so a few little keyboard related bugs or new features. It's now possible to use the Alt key in scripts. So when you're, either you're a developer, assigning new scripts, or maybe with the input gestures dialog, you want to change what you press. You can now include the Alt key. So for instance, you could have NVDA Alt F3 to do something or other. Previously, if you did try to do that.
It worked. But it did work, but it,
exactly. So it wasn't that useful. Now, this also applies to the Windows key as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yep. So that's good. So the start menu won't keep on coming up.
It actually should make the Control Alt cursor keys a bit more reliable.
In Internet because Explorer, some people were reporting that, weren't they? Yeah, that's true.
I've seen it myself, but intermittently.
Yep.
So it will definitely fix that as well.
Yep, good. Now, another little one to do with keyboard is that some people who have multiple languages installed on their system, as in multiple Windows languages, keyboard layouts,
layouts. We'll get it right in a second.
Yeah. Would sometimes notice when selecting text in browse mode So when you're pressing Control-Shift, sort of depending on the way you lifted Control and Shift at the end, the keyboard layout may accidentally change. We've also fixed this as well, which is very useful. I've certainly found it a lot useful because I had this bug a lot of the time. Certainly because I had to deal with multiple keyboard layouts when doing the other stuff, IME things. But so that's good. Oh, there's one more little keyboard one on some newer.
Couldn't remember what it was.
Some newer devices. What is it like? And some netbooks not so and things.
Some not so, some not so new devices too. Yeah. So particularly on some tablets, they have a gyroscope or an accelerometer. Sorry. I think it's in one of those things. Mm. And when you tilt the laptop at any angle, it starts firing these random. They appear to us as key presses, and so you'd be using your computer and you'd tilt it slightly and it would just stop speaking, or you'd tilt it the other way and you know it'd stop speaking. So that's now been dealt with. This also applies to this is my Acer notebook and it's from 2010. It also has this issue where if you press the FN key and you release it, it does one of those, and if you press the wireless keys, that there are quite a few keys that do it. So certainly seems to be becoming more common now. So essentially NVDA will now ignore those keys unless you're an input help where it will show you, it'll tell you, you know, unknown something or other, just so you know that something is happening, just in case, because there are some keyboards where there is a key and you might want to assign it somehow. So we do provide that.
Good. There's two little Internet Explorer things, well, actually one major one. So for many years, people have been reporting crashes in Internet Explorer when sort of closing NVDA or switching to a different copy of NVDA, Internet Explorer would most definitely crash. We believe we have fixed this issue now. It was a bit of rewriting, but hopefully it has been fixed. Love to hear some feedback if anyone does see this crash anymore. Please note, though, that obviously, you know, when switching from 2013.2 to 2013.3, you probably would see it if Internet Explorer was open. Mm. So you'll probably only really see this from the next release up, obviously, yes. You know, changing from 2013.3 to something else. But hopefully that has been fixed now. And also, one little thing. We can now display XHTML documents in browse mode. XHTML is just a form of HTML or web
much more
browse
strict
thingy.
Form.
Much more strict, but
no one really uses it.
Not really anymore. Well, some people do. But
which is why I couldn't believe it when someone said, "Oh, XHTML. Maybe that's the problem." And I'm like, "Oh no, yeah, we support XHTML. Surely."
There was a little bug there, but it doesn't affect many people. You would have known if you were affected by it. You would have noticed that a document just said, I think it just says pain, and that was it.
Mm.
It didn't give you a browse mode document at all. So now we do support that, which is good. And it actually was a very pretty small fix anyway. So, and the last one that I have here is for some people, their Brailliant BI Braille display wasn't working.
Yeah, it's a very difficult to explain, but suffice to say that if you'd connected and disconnected your display quite a bit and maybe you found a driver and didn't quite install it or whatever, there was a little bug in NVDA where it was being a bit too pedantic about how it looked for the display, and if it found something it didn't expect, it just gave up. So now we push through and keep trying, and then we hopefully we'll find the display. So this was causing the display to not even show up in the Braille settings dialog, which is extremely annoying. So that's now been fixed.
Good. Great. Well, that's pretty much all. But again, I say, you know, go and read the What's New, because there are a few other things in there which may affect you specifically. So,
okay. So next item on the agenda is OpenOffice. It's not ready it's not ready for general consumption by the public yet, but there is currently support for iAccessible 2 in OpenOffice, which is being tested. It's been talked about for years. It's finally...
Many years. We were like 2008 or something.
Yeah, we were at CSUN and they're like, oh yes, OpenOffice 3 will have iAccessible 2. No, maybe 3.1. Anyway, so now it's finally actually on the way, and it's you know, there I and several other users have been testing it, and it it is really coming along. There are still some issues that need to be solved, but it's just been merged into what's called the trunk, or you know, NVDA users are sort of familiar with it in master or next, that kind of thing. So it's now in those OpenOffice snapshots. So this hopefully means it will be in. I can't make any promises. I'm not on the OpenOffice team, but hopefully it will be in 4.1, OpenOffice 4.1. And I believe that LibreOffice will immerse into that once it's ready as well.
Yep.
So this is really coming along. It'll be very similar to what people have experienced from Symfony, except that Symfony is now pretty much dead, and OpenOffice has always been a little less bloated.
But the good thing is that I believe is that the IBM team that were working on Symfony accessibility are doing the OpenOffice stuff, so that's good to see.
Yeah, so hope that means we will, you know, finally have a mainstream and Office suite. OpenOffice is, you know, familiar to a lot of people, and a lot of people have requested it that it be better accessible. It did have support for Java Access Bridge in the past, but as many of you know, Java Access Bridge is a bit of a nuisance to deal with. This will literally just be you know, fire up OpenOffice and all being good, it will just work and be accessible out of the box.
But also, you know, apart from the fact that you had to go and install Java Access Bridge, the fact that the Java Access Bridge maybe wasn't as sort of rich as you know, as what iAccessible 2 can be.
Yes.
So you're going to get a better experience anyway.
As an example, you didn't have support for spelling errors. There was no way we could support that.
Yep.
And a lot of formatting information wasn't exposed. So there are a lot of new possibilities, and it will be a lot more stable and a lot faster.
Yes.
So this is really great news. Again, not quite ready yet, but it's really on the way now. It's not just some fictitious dream.
Absolutely.
Donations.
Yeah, so... what are we up to? I guess we're happy to say that actually from July to September this year, we got donations of about $17,000,
nice.
Which is really, really good to see. That's actually about $5,000 above what we tend to get per quarter. And so we're really, really thankful for everyone there, because obviously, you know, as everyone understands, NVDA is a free project, but we do, you know, need to obviously support ourselves in order to develop it further. So please, you know, think about giving a donation if you do rely on NVDA and want to see it go further.
I'm going on a 6-month holiday. Just kidding.
Not at all.
Carry on, sorry.
Not at all. I guess, what else was I going to say? did we want to mention statistics? Look, I mean, it's we're around maybe just under or around 15,000 people using or turning, you know, having NVDA running every day. Again, we should say, though, these are people who are definitely connected to the internet, so the number's probably higher, but it's around 15,000 or so. That's
still
good to
the
see.
US. Still the US and Brazil are the top of the list.
Definitely.
And it keeps sort of... I've seen it shift.
Yeah, they keep swapping places, don't they?
Brazil and US are fighting for that top position.
Yeah, but yeah.
Okay, so I think that's pretty much it for us. So a shout-out to Adobe, who are our current major sponsor. Thank you, people.
Thank you.
I did just fix some Adobe Reader issues, but that won't be in 2013.
No, that'll be in the next one.
And
which, according to our release cycle, will be definitely 2014.1.
Hey, and next year, if all goes well, we should actually have a 0.4 for the first time ever.
Yes.
So we should have 4 releases next year, according to the release schedule.
Yeah.
So, I think that's it.
Good. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.